My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
Figgy, this isn't a confession. I kept trying to figure out how to turn into this into a confession. I have one, but just as an aside to get into it here. Were you as blown away as I was that Reggie said he's never, never?
Well, go ahead and take my confession then. Okay.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay. Well, you start.
All right. Yep. This is a confession. We have Sunday Night Football, Bears Texans at NRG Stadium. I can see right now outside of our window. I will be in attendance along with these fine gentlemen and all of the Sports Radio 610 fellas. Mm-hmm. You know, that's where we be. This is where Texans play here. All that good jazz. And it'll be my first time watching an NFL football game in stadium.
I'm just blown away.
Yeah, man.
So have you been inside of a stadium for a game before?
I have. Not for an NFL game. Mm. Been to some soccer matches in some stadium. Yeah. I've been to a soccer match at NRG.
Yeah.
Been to, I think, like a conference at NRG before when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously been to basketball games for games and things of that nature, but just hadn't.
And I'm not passing judgment. I'm just blown away.
I've been outside of a football game during a stadium before, or during, rather, a football game, but I have not been in the stadium for a game. That changes Sunday.
Yeah, it's kind of shocking. It's not really surprising, though, because there's a lot of people, especially if you work in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the times, you're actually working a game behind the scenes and stuff
sure,
like that.
Sure, because that happened for a long time.
Yeah, yeah, and Reggie's background.
And you've been in studios and all that
stuff. He was a producer.
Yeah, yeah,
he was exactly. Pretty much me.
No, I'm not passing judgment. I'm just like...
It sounds kind of judging.
At some point, I would have thought... Hey, Reggie, can you go to the blah, blah, blah and, you know, get some...
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I did skip the go to the locker room and get audio portion of the program. I will say that. Yeah. And then, honestly, like, another part of this is I do wonder what percentage of football fans just all the way around have actually been to a game in person. Because I don't know, sometimes we can...
We're in a different category, though.
Right.
You know?
That is fair. Yeah. But, yeah, when it wasn't a part of, like, the work dynamic or when I was not, like, having to be there... it's just easier to watch a game on the couch, man.
I wonder what the advice should be for Reggie.
Ooh, buddy, yeah. What is your advice for somebody who is attending their
Texans game?
Yeah, I would say just a game in general in that big of a stadium. You look, man, I go through this every year, like first game of the year. I always get lost in that mofo, man. Yeah. I always be walking like, what? Where's the press box? At? How you get here? Like, I always get lost, yeah, man. I walk way more than I should.
I'm following people on Sunday. Yes, it's gonna be a lot of just hanging on somebody's hip.
Yeah, hang on somebody from sports radio. Hang on their hip, man, because everything starts looking the same. You be like, wait a minute, I thought I was over here, and you be all the way over towards the Astrodome side. Yeah, and you got to get to the other side. And yeah, nah, just hang with the 610 crew, man.
Jonathan Alexander gonna look up like, who is this guy following?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Yeah, I was wrong about the dynamic kickoff.
Really? Oh, you're ready to put it away.
On, yeah. I think there's an adjustment that can be made, and it'll be exactly what I thought it would be. If you don't remember, I've been like, this is going to be great. There's going to be some excitement. It's not just a throwaway play anymore. After one weekend last night, it's a throwaway play.
I'll let you explain. What do you think they should do?
Just instead of taking it to the 30, take it out to the 35, maybe the 40 if you kick it into the end zone. You want to see returns? Make the penalty a penalty. The 30's not really a penalty.
Nah, it's not.
Every defensive coordinator say, we can handle that. We can handle that.
I think they should probably move the kicker back.
That
further
too.
How it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, like, it will be damn near impossible to have a touchback, or at least
they can still kick it out there. I mean, I don't know why these kickers.
They can kick it in.
A lot of them can, but see, there would be more returns.
But yeah. They could kick it in the end zone, but.
Yeah.
At least when you catch the ball, you could consider running it out.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when it's just way far back, you ain't even thinking about even catching the ball.
It's sad because it's a great idea. I still think it's a great idea. It's just, it's not working, man.
I always was on the Shiano plan. Mm-hmm. of adjusting the kickoff, which is kind of getting rid of the kickoff. Not entirely, but making it a 4th and 15, right? So the team that just had scored the touchdown in this theory or whatever. fourth and 15, and you can punt the football if you want to, or you can try and go for it. And so, like, that also eliminates the idea, or I mean, not entirely eliminates, but it gets away from, hey, if you're trying to get an onside and you need to return or get the football, you don't need to then declare that, hey, we're going onside, right? You can fake punt it if you want, or you can do the thing that really makes sense, as opposed to, you know, leaving, getting the football or getting the ball back up to, does the ball bounce the right way? Does your kicker happen to do something? Or do you guys have the right special teams play? Now it's like, hey, put your offense on the field.
No, I get it.
Trust your quarterback.
I think that'd get a lot of pushback.
I'm sure.
Like, people want to see kickoffs. It's sort of just a moment in time.
Do people want to see kickoffs themselves?
Or but people, not
do people,
these.
Do people want to see action?
No, for sure action.
Because I was like,
no, but
is it
but
about the kickoff itself, or is it really about seeing action? Because if it's seeing action, well, a punt gives you some level of action. A fourth and 15 trying to pick up the first down in order to retain the football gives you action.
All I'm saying is the penalty is not enough. Like, this is like LeBron fining LeBron James $100,000. You know?
Hey, that's a lot of damn money,
not
though,
for
man.
LeBron, it's not. Watch this.
So I seen a couple people tweet over at NRG that the roof is open and all that stuff during practice. They might as well open the roof for Sunday
let's
night football,
go.
Man.
Yes. Come on.
Like, let's do it. This is the first Sunday night football game in a minute. Just open the roof.
Imagine,
man,
the visuals from the, you know, the drone or the blimp or whatever.
Exactly. It's a night. It's a night game. It's a Sunday night. Yeah. It's supposed to be a whiteout.
Liberty White, make sure you have it.
Liberty White, sold out. Just open the roof, man. Unless it's like some type of weather thing going on.
No, I'm looking at it right now, man.
Yeah, if it's supposed to be
I just called
clear,
it up.
If it's supposed to be clear, man, just leave it open, man.
Partly cloudy. Yeah, it's going to be, at kickoff, it's going to be 85 degrees.
Yeah, I would leave it open, not only because of the visual, but the visual of the actual roof with the hole in it, that's not a good look, man.
Yeah.
You don't want the sky showing the skyline and showing the NRG roof with a little piece missing, man. Nah, just leave it open, man. Look, the whole world don't need to see all
that's
that.
That's true. That's true. That's a good point. It's like, man, they're all messed up down there.
Yeah.
<It's>
like,
yeah, but I mean, we could clear that up real quick if our guy, Mike Tirico, gets out there and is like, remember that Hurricane Beryl knocked it, and then they can't say nothing. Right?
I did see a picture of him talking to Cal. Cal was talking to Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth.
All right.
So maybe he is explaining the hole
Look,
in the roof.
You're going to see a hole in the roof. It's not that bad.
Hey, if they pan on the roof, just let them know that it was Hurricane Beryl, and we're working on that. So don't trash us.
Don't trip. Yeah. Watch this. These are my confessions. This is mine, right? Mm-hmm. All right. We done switched up the order. I got to get a feel for it. I got a homie coming down, hang out. And I'm like, I don't actually know what I should do tomorrow. Because my confession is, you kind of have to entertain a friend here. I kind of just want to sit around and watch football.
You can do this. You can do this.
Somebody comes into town, you can't just sit around and watch football. Yeah.
No, but not at home. Is what I'm saying.
Go out to.
But you don't want to sit at a bar all day long.
You don't have to go all day long. You can. You got to do something, right?
You know, you got to like get out the house, go do stuff. But I really just want to be at the house watching this football.
Well,
especially since
how tight are y'all?
Good friends.
Well, he wouldn't mind it, but go to like one of these like Kirby Ice House kind of places. You know, outdoor, indoor, little vibe working, maybe some music. You know, those types of things. You can handle this. And I think it would be a lot of fun. No, you got to do something with him.
Yeah.
He's spending the night?
Yeah, I mean, he's hanging out down for the weekend. But
Yeah. You got to do that.
For sure. Watch this. These
are my confessions. Another NFL rules making confession.
Oh, here we go. Let's fix the NFL.
That's back-to-back.
I was commissioner.
Well, it is. I'm the commissioner on back-to-back confessions. I think the NFL should mandate that all quarterbacks wear the Guardian cap.
Ooh.
Let's be honest here. We're talking hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars you have invested in these guys. We're talking about quarterbacks, whether it's Tua or anyone, but you know, that's what made me start thinking about it. Where it is the most important thing in the entire organization. Like, it's the most, like, C.J. Stroud is the most important thing about the entire organization right now because he is that important to everything you're going to do.
Yeah.
And that's somebody who missed some time because of.
And he had, I was just going to say he had a concussion or he had a, whatever. I guess it was a concussion. He went into protocol, put it that way.
He was in protocol and stayed longer than we anticipated.
Yeah. At minimum, I don't care what they look like, and they frankly don't look that bad when they wear the Guardian cap.
No, I do wonder if, like, I understand what you're saying, like, mandated within the contract and those types of things. Yeah. But also, one thing about them being the most important player is that they also often have a lot more say and have a lot more leverage. And if they do not like it, I think that they have a lot more leverage to be like, hey, you don't make me do something I want
to do. No, make the league do it. If the league says it, they have to do it.
Yeah. And I do think that also the NFL is in a place where they're early on in utilizing the Guardian cap. What is this, like 2 seasons? Because I think they've used them in training camp. And now they're opening this up to the idea of, hey, if you would like to use it during the season, you can. I think that once the NFL gets an opportunity to get more data as to if it's helpful within the season, I think that they might ultimately get themselves to a place where they mandate it in some way.
No, I get it, and that's what I think they should do. Watch this.
These are my confessions. Man, so Damian Pierce is not practicing today.
That's correct.
I'm not, I probably highly doubt that he play on Sunday. If Cam Akers is available and suit up and he have a okay game, I think that could be, I don't want to say the end of Damian career or Damian Pierce, you know, this season, but I think he could eventually be number three instead of number two, man. If Cam Akers play and he actually have a really good game or okay game, I can see him. I can see them keeping him at number two, man.
I'm with you.
That's the worst thing, Damian. I know injuries. You can't stop injuries.
Yeah.
But that was the last thing that needed to happen for Damian Pierce.
No, for sure.
Time with injury.
Because no, for sure.
He could get got.
And I'm with you in theory, but I think we're both kind of glossing over how much they love him.
That's what I've been saying the whole time.
They love them some Damian Pierce. So, but let's be honest, Cam Akers was better than him. In the preseason.
Yeah.
He was better.
That's what I've been saying the whole time. Yeah. But it seemed like the love for Damian Pierce was he's our number two. This is our guy. So it don't even matter what Cam Akers can do. But if Cam Akers suit up and they actually give him a chance, I think it's a chance that they might keep him active. Man, I don't see them deactivating him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that, fellas. Like, I remain in that place where they've laid down plenty of tracks on how they believe in him.
Yep.
And again, I think it becomes a number game, just like it always has. Joe Mixon is on there. Dari's going to be on there for, you know, pass protection, special teams type stuff, and then British is on there for special teams. On there for special teams. Are you then going to have two other running backs active? I just don't know that you get to that place.
No, I agree.
There you go. Some lunchtime confessions on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. I love that our guy B. Scott is doing some things with the YouTube and the Twitch, getting our video streams updated and kind of changing some things.
We look prettier.
Do we?
Yeah, we're looking.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm not looking at myself in this.
And guess who told them to do that?
You did?
Ah, shout out to
Big. I'm like, man, I think it's a good idea if we move those cameras around, man, because I never liked the angles.
B-Scott said he's working, not quite there yet, but we'll get there. The thing that I did love about it and made me chuckle is that every time the B-Scott has popped into the camera behind Fig or in the studio, everybody's like, hi, B-Scott.
What's up?
Yeah. Look at B-Scott. So shout out to B-Scott doing the work. Shout out to Fig making sure that we put on a great broadcast for you both over the air and on the YouTube and Twitch. Appreciate you hanging out with us here, Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next, what do you expect to be different from week one to week two with your Texans? Let's do that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.